Hello. Today I'd like to encourage you to read another of David's lockdown psalms, number 142. David's still on the run from King Saul, and he uses caves as hiding places. He's in lockdown, and he's self-isolating, and he feels desperately alone. Verse 4 says, "Look and see, there's no one at my right hand, no one is concerned for me, I've no refuge, and no one cares for my life." I wonder how you're feeling in lockdown. I wonder if self-isolation has left you feeling lonely. I wonder if you think no one cares for my life. I hope you've not felt that low or desperate, but I guess lockdown and self-isolation has impacted you as it has impacted me. As I said last time, I think it's raised my anxiety levels. But at the same time, it's also raised my eyes to heaven and my voice to God. And we can see that in David. Not only is he in lockdown in a cave, he's also being hunted and he's in desperate need, he says in verse 6. And it's like his cave has become a prison. So what can I learn from David about how to respond in tough times when, verse 3, my spirit grows faint within me? Well, in a sentence, lift it all up and pour it all out. Verse 1 and 2 says, "I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble." And it's often the last thing I do, but it's the first thing that David does. I need to learn to lift up my voice and pour out my complaints to him, the Lord, who is full of mercy, verse 1. David asks his watcher to look in verses 3 and 4. He asks the one who watches over his way, over the path of his life, to see his plight and his situation. And I can do that as well. I can ask God that too. And David then asks his refuge to listen, verses 5 to 7. He asks the one to whom he trusts and the one he thinks of as his refuge and his portion, that's his saviour and his satisfier, he asks him to listen to his cry for rescue. And I can do that as well. I can ask the one I trust as my refuge, my satisfaction, to listen to my cries, to strengthen my fainting spirit, and to unlock the doors of my prison too. So if lockdown is getting you down, read Psalm 142. Lift it all up and pour it all out to David's greater son, King Jesus, who fulfills this psalm. Jesus, who cried out to his father in a similar way, and was delivered from his prison so that those who are right with God may gather about him. What an encouragement this psalm is. Thank you.